This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush met today in Bangkok with South Korea's President Noh Moo-hyun on the sidelines of the summit of the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. They're seeking a way forward on nuclear talks with North Korea. Washington is exploring the possibility of giving Pyongyang written guarantees concerning security, but something less than the formal non-aggression treaty that North Korea wants. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The annual APEC summit gives President Bush a chance to consult with the other four countries that, with the United States, have participated in multilateral talks aimed at stopping North Korea's nuclear weapons program. President Bush is asking South Korea, China, Japan, and Russia whether they would sign on to some sort of written statement designed to address North Korea's security concerns and bring North Korea back to the table for more talks. At a breakfast meeting today with South Korea's President Noh, Mr. Bush said that the U.S. and South Korea share a common goal, a nuclear-free Korean peninsula.
We're making good progress on peacefully solving the issue with North Korea. And during this breakfast, I will share ideas and listen to ideas from President Noh as to how to move the process forward.
The South Korean president called the nuclear issue involving North Korea critical. And President Noh committed his government to more multilateral talks to find a peaceful solution. U.S. officials say that if a written security guarantee is provided to North Korea, all five parties in the multilateral talks would have to agree to it. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told reporters in Bangkok that consultations on that strategy are just beginning.
What the president has done here is to simply say to people, the six-party talks are an outstanding framework in which to do this. Let's try to move the talks forward. We understand that the North Koreans have some security concerns that they would like to have addressed. Let's look at how we might address them.
President Bush also is using the APEC summit to push for greater cooperation internationally in the war on terrorism. The United States is trying to convince the other 20 members of APEC that its agenda should be expanded to include security as well as economic issues. In an address to business leaders today in Bangkok, Secretary of State Colin Powell emphasized the link between security and economic stability.
Every nation, every economy represented here, every business, every leader, every one of us is a potential target of terrorist activities. And we, the economies represented in APEC, must do everything in our power to fight this threat and to keep the world safe.
There is some resistance among APEC members to expanding the agenda. Some members fear that this organization, which often is accused of being nothing but a talk shop, will become even less effective. Nonetheless, the final APEC communique, which will be issued at the conclusion of the summit tomorrow, is expected to call for more efforts to dismantle terrorist groups. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Bangkok.